Yeah. What a track. That was Mai Yamane with Tasogare off the 1980 album of the same name, one of the iconic city pop tracks of all time. Maybe my favorite non-English track of all time, and trust me, that is quite a statement. Also, something you can't necessarily find on a lot of music streaming sites. I have to go to YouTube, which is a recording off a super fan, somebody who truly loves the game. That is a recording off his vinyl of the 1980 album Tasogare. Kind of remarkable that we have any kind of digital footprint for it at all. If it wasn't for, you know, this one collector record superfan uploading a ripped version onto YouTube like 15 years ago, who knows who in the, I will say, English-speaking world would have discovered that track. Folks, this is the 100th edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call, produced by yours truly. So we're playing the hits. We're just playing a lot of bands and artists that I have a great affinity for, many of which I've played on this show numerous times. But an artist I have not played on this show, and probably shouldn't, and realistically can't play on this show, is an artist who is attempting to make not just a career comeback, but a comeback into the realm of polite society. You may know who I'm alluding to. Last weekend, Kanye West had two sold-out shows at, The Sphere? The big, soulless tech stadium in Las Vegas. And look, I hate Las Vegas. I think it's probably one of the worst places on earth. It's in, like, my bottom five all time for a multitude of reasons. But admittedly, this was a very cool stage show. And a very noteworthy one in the sense that, yes, it marks Kanye West's return to, you know, being an actual force in the realm of pop music after a very frustrating and, I think, concerning pivot to the realm of hard right politics. Trust me, we're going to touch on that in a second. But what was also quite noteworthy about these back-to-back concerts, other than the fact that it was like 80,000 people there, is that Lauryn Hill actually collaborated and performed with Kanye, which, talk about two performers that, let's say, have had their share of personal demons and struggles. People that are not strangers to canceling or just, you know, phoning in performances, both of whom went up there and killed it. Now, Kanye, he's on that classic scale of artists that are deeply problematic but are incredible musicians, so everybody has their own subjective scale of what they let slide, and usually it's related to how good the music they make is and how egregious their, let's say, poor decisions are. And Kanye is at both ends of those spectrums. I'm not going to say that I have any kind of sympathy for him, but it's hard not to. This is a guy who was in a pretty traumatic car crash early in his career that definitely gave him, like, an insane amount of CTE. A lot of emotional and psychological problems that he tried to treat through drug use, most infamously nitrous. And I do just think it's telling that after he fried his brain through CTE and nitrous, only then did he endorse Donald Trump as a political figure. Just making connections. Whether or not Kanye deserves to return to entertainment or polite society based on his conduct and his comments, his blatantly anti-Semitic comments, it's not for me to decide. Probably not. But man, it's tough. I get the Michael Jackson defenders to an extent now, because for as heinous as the things he said and done, mostly said, are, man, that guy can, man, he can write a song. Man, he can rap. Man, he can produce. So we shall see if Kanye is able to keep his nose clean and earn re-entry into popular and polite society. Yeah, probably not, but who among us is completely undeserving of redemption, or at least an attempt at it? Something to consider. Coming up next, another longtime act on this program. This is Ducks Limited featuring the Illuminati Hotties with Head on your Friday morning indie wake up call.
Thank you. lights your world up. You're trapped, what can you do? You got Tennessee tendencies and chemical dependencies. You make the same old jokes and malaprops on cue.
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden, and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Mondays 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya!
do it all over again.
Love will come when you get enough under your arms. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it all in the car. Oh, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down. Make her watch the wind all night. She can't wait, lonely as hell. Walking around without moving. I'm back here, watching the in your shoes. Mama, I need your feet more than you do. Mama, I need somebody sit down from the sun that talks to me how you used to.
...2025's breakout artist Cameron Winter there with Love Takes Miles. We also heard from Biba Doobie with Take a Bite. We had Piner with Odelia, Silver Jews, Suffering Jukebox, another Jesse staple, Warren Zevon with Splendid Isolation, all that and oh so much more in what I'm going to say was a pretty darn fun music block. What's up, folks? Jesse Bell here. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call, and this is the 100th edition of my iteration of the program. So we're hitting all the high notes here today, and we're going back to another staple of the Friday morning indie wake-up call, a staple of the Tuesday morning indie wake-up call as well. Coming up next is my funeral song. This is Up the Wolves by the Mountain Goats. We've still got so much ground to cover, so I'm going to be quick. I'm going to get right to it. This is the great John Darnielle. Probably, if not my favorite Goats track, I think the one that resonates the most with me. Enjoy.
Be a ghost at the back of your closet. No matter where you live, there'll always be a few things, maybe several things, that you're gonna find really difficult to forgive. There's gonna come a day when you feel better. You'll rise up free and easy on that day, and float from branch to branch, lighter than the air. Just when that day is coming, who can say, who can say? Our mother has been absent ever since we founded Rome. There's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. We're gonna commandeer the local airwaves to tell the neighbors what's been going on. They will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions, and by daybreak we'll be gone. I'm gonna get myself. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home.
Observation from the system. faces of the ones you love.
Frozen. myself waiting at St. Peter's Gate. I'd surely think how heavenly to once again feel sunshine down and dance across my face.
Welcome back, folks. You just heard from Savannah Shea with After on your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Prior to that, we had Partner, who I saw for the first time at the grad club back in, like, 2018 with Comfort Zone. Beckner with Lose. You may be more familiar with Danny Beckner as part of Wolf Parade. We also heard from the Mountain Goats with Up the Wolves on the note of the, it's not sanguine, lupine, the bands of a lupine nature. Maybe that's a little too learned. We are coming to the end of our 100th edition of my iteration of the Friday morning indie wake up call, and I wanna take you out on a heater. This is one of my favorite songs ever. Certainly my favorite country track, right up there with Johnny Cash's Sunday Morning Coming Down. This is Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman. You already know. This is right back to it to close out today's edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Toodles.
Like a song.